Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, the international
call.
Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
And it's all about the news. Yep, y'all already know what time it is.
Can you dig it?
If you can,
goddamn. Can you dig it?
Yeah. This is Too Much News Thursday, and you want to know why? Because there's too much goddamn news going on out there. And y'all need to know about it. You know what I'm saying? And so what we're going to do is, oh, yeah, we're going to laugh about it, and then we're going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about Net News Today, man, brought to you in part by NetNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news. You only going to hear it here first, and then everywhere else, and then everywhere else, and then everywhere else after that. So what I'm going to do first is get myself prepared. Get yourself prepared. Wait till the world, and I mean the world, brings their ass on through. And the next 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, few minutes, we're going to get into it, huh? Yeah.
Little mama's looking fine. She's popping. She's popping.
This one.
Popping, popping. She know what she wanna do. So she's dropping, dropping. Like it's something she likes to wear. What's popping, popping. Jewelry, perfume, and boots. But she got that dollar. Wanna holla. Everything little mama do is popping. And this whole day. When they see her coming down from that bed, she rides. Got them Gucci shades on. She can see Nania on top of that. She's fine. Go ahead and pop your booty. Let me get you closer to me. You feel so nice.
Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it.
Like
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all catch me like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you
nothing new, nothing new is coming up after this. Nothing new.
And when you're doing this thing, mama, some things can be overlooked. For real.
Girl, don't be slow now. Get your homie. Put some family in. You know I keep it real. What's around here?
Timmy might lick all your windows and you can't see while you're riding down the road. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. It's going down. It's too much news Thursday, people. It's too much news Thursday. Probably because I missed the whole day of news yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Shit got all thrown into the fan, and yeah, got a little stanky yesterday, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We is live up in the building, coming straight out of 813 Tampa, Florida, all the way over to the Netherlands, and I mean the Netherlands. Yeah. And early bird gets a worm. Miss Heavenly Angels is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And
I got your
worm. Well, yeah. And yesterday, we've been going through this shit trying to set up the controls and stuff to broadcast through the SAMs on PSN Radio. And come to find out that my goddamn laptop is too fucking slow. It don't have enough RAM in order to stream it. Either because I got too much shit on it. Well, probably because I got too much shit on it. And it don't want to share. Every time it goes to share the resources, it screws up. And, yeah. But it's all good. Hola, mi amiga Lisa Del Marco. Yay. Pow, pow. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? Salamu. Abarigani. There we go. It's one of them in there. And that's greetings and hello, how are you? Well, how are you in Swahili? Yeah. So, Abarigani, heavenly angel. I see someone hasn't had their cup of Java yet. Alrighty then. Hey, what you doing over there, woman?
What was that?
Let me get my awards. Get my awards lined up.
Yeah, you need to get an award.
Ignoring me. And
get the guns out.
Where you been at, woman?
Put up your phone right now.
You ain't even listened to the whole con. What did I just say?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The last sentence I
sure.
just said.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah, you're here today.
Hold your phone up.
Now hold
yours
up.
No, I hold mine, you hold yours. People, we give out awards here. I have to go ahead and put that out there before we get into this nutty news. We do give out a series of awards depending on the severity of the crime or antic that you might have pulled or not pulled off successfully. We have a range of awards that we will present you with. And we'll just say, what's that? Okay, it sounds like it's raining over somewhere.
No, it's train.
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 What?
No, not a plane, a train.
Why every time you talk, the goddamn dog want to fucking bark up and shit? You want to get on the show, dog?
My dog lost my voice.
Every time he's there, we on the radio.
Always
Dog know we're on the radio and shit. That's cool. That's cool. We want to be on there too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, look. This is what I'm doing today. All right. Little special treat for everybody. Well, not really, but yeah. But you know, we haven't probably, hell, I'm going to have to get a whole new laptop, you know what I'm saying, in order to move over to Paranormal Soup. Because before I set up here and put this bitch into the shop and talking about upgrading and putting memory and all that in an outdated machine, yeah, I just get a new one. And, yeah. And they got deals down here, man. They got, I don't know if y'all seen that on the front page. But with that Dell, what was it, a Dell Optiplex or something like that for $100?
What?
Only thing is, it doesn't come with an operating system.
That's not too bad.
Huh?
That's not too bad. It is a good deal for $100.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I got plenty of monitors, so I'm thinking about getting that. But then when you start looking at a 256 meg RAM, like, what the you going to do with that? Give it to your kids? And let them blow the bitch up the first week, you know what I'm saying, from downloading too much music on the ship? Yeah, right. And a 20 gig hard drive. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Do you have one laptop? That's all you have? One laptop?
Yeah, the desktop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got my desktop, but the desktop been flipping out on me. It'll cut off, you know what I'm saying, for a little while, and then it'll just shut off on me and start resetting itself. So I don't know what the hell.
All right.
It might be a virus and.
Could be a lot of things, but it's a little far away to look at your computer from here.
You mean you can't see this?
No, I can't see that. I had my eyes lasered, but I guess they made a mistake. I can't see, 4,000 miles away.
Damn, I can. Shit, man. See the fucking dog in the back. See the cat just walk by. See, the other cat is, where the fuck is he at?
On his lap.
He walking around somewhere. Yeah,
Smelly, what color is my table?
With the green on it?
Yeah, with the green on it. What color is that table?
I only see green after that. I only see
green. good one.
The most important color on the table. Yes. Gotta get this look. I got some new music too, man. My homeboy out of Georgia, ATL, sent me, he gave me 1,000 fucking pictures of these chicks. Chicks named Neon, cute little retro looking chicks. That's my new word now, people, is retro, you know what I'm saying? Everything is retro, yeah. And so I got some new music coming from them. They sent me a couple new tracks, and I told them I'd give them some love, you know what I'm saying? You know, and play the music. So we'll be hearing that after the Nutty News. Let's go. All right, people. To fill your brain up with the news. And I mean the news. From around the world. And I mean the world. You gotta go. Alright, check this out. This is from NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy. Off the wall news, man. We're going to get into it. And normally this happens at the top of the hour, but we're starting it a little early today. Don't ask me why. Just go along with it, alright? Just give me back talk. Everybody wants to give back talk. And if you want to be live on the show, please call in at area code 347-237-5125 and be live, and I mean live, on the radio, you know what I'm saying, where you might hear something every time.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
And then you'll end up like... Oh. Sorry. Yeah. Good old Timmy. Well, we're in Washington, but it doesn't say what part, so I would say we're not in the Washington Dicks on Chicks. But we might be in Heavenly Angel's backyard. So let's see if she knows about this. Judges do not have a First Amendment right to abuse people.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, right. When a defendant showed up on a traffic charge, Judge Judith Raub Eiler delivered a zinger. If you drive like an idiot because you're late for work, you're going to have to pay for it. Then she piled on. You can see your picture on the headlines of the Seattle Times. Stupid young woman who shouldn't be driving. Another defendant recalled that the tart-tongued jurist humiliated and bullied her until she broke down in tears. This judge's aggressive demeanor earned her a 5-day suspension without pay, courtesy of the Washington State Supreme Court. And there's your award, the Holy Train Award. Holy Train! Oh. You're looking hit by a train. There you go. You've just been hit. All right. Washington Dicks on Chicks. Obama's on 6th vacation this year. He's recharging his batteries. Hey, honestly, people, what do you think I'd be doing if I was the president? Yeah, I'd probably be smoking weed with cyanide. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing some diplomatic policy re-regulations. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got a new form to reform, so I'm going over here to get some forms filled out. Right. Anyways, if it sounds that stupid, you know what I'm saying? Hey. The Obama will begin their 6th holiday on the year today, an 11-day sojourn in Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, the island destination of the wealthy and well-connected American elite. President Barack Obama will be accompanied by his wife and daughters, Malaya, 12, and Sasha, 9, and are expected to stay at the historic Blue Heron Farm in Chilmark. Bill Burton, the Deputy White House Press Secretary, said that the president was going to spend a little time recharging his batteries at the Massachusetts island of the November midterm election. Now, this is what confuses me, too, people. Why in the fuck would terrorists come over here and bomb New York City when all the wealthy motherfuckers are staying on private islands and shit? Wouldn't that be your target? Is the you know what I'm saying? Fuck up the wealth of the United States and not some stupid ass buildings.
You asking me?
Yeah. I'm just asking. Anybody who's got that on their mind, people, got that on their mind. Oh yeah. How the hell? You have a new picture from Jamie on Mocal Space. Who the fuck is that? You on Mocal Space?
No.
What the fuck is on Mobile Space?
Check it out, I would say.
Yeah, people, let's go. Oh, well, I don't know how to get to the shit. All right.
I'll post the link in the chat room.
Anybody wants to check out the Mobile Space? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, Mobile Space is another damn social work network site that I've decided to sign up to so I can spam people's phones. Yeah. And invite them.
What's
to
it
the
called?
Show.
Mogospace.com?
Yeah, www.moco.
Moco.
Yeah. There you go, people. Check it on out. Matter of fact, you check it on out. I might have somebody with me. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Side
oh, yeah.
Looks a little pink.
It shouldn't be pink. Okay.
Moco Space, mobile communities.
Yeah, it's really for your mobile phone. You know what I'm saying? To chat mobile over your phone and shit. People send photos of themselves and then they turn around and you can chat with them and all that other kind of shit. Me, I send out radio advertisements so you motherfuckers can come on my show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, what else is it for? Yeah. What I'm talking about. See if we can get in there. You can hear Jasmine Sullivan's music by dialing 571. Okay. I guess we won't be dialing that because the advertisement is on. And I probably forgot my password. Oh, probably not. Hey, I'm a gold member now. We do same thing, bro, but I'm a little different. I'm LeBron, Bosch, and Wade wrapped up in one nigga. Okay, that's a nice rhyme. I'm 16, not 18. Okay, then why the fuck are you on my page? Tome una tazita de café. Why the hell am I getting bitches updates? Okay. Okay. I thought it said I had a friend invite or something. Well, it just lied to me. Anyway.
Is that your picture or something? One of your friends put a new picture up, I guess? You said something like, Jamie sent you something?
Yeah. So what the hell is it?
I don't know. There's no link in the email you got?
No. And I put a photo up. If y'all guys click on my profile, it's actually, well, it doesn't show that now, but it shows all my whatchamacallit, personal information. Yeah, gotta put a picture up. I'll put a picture up in just a second. In California, Disneyland worker is barred from wearing hijab scarf. The hell is a hijab scarf? Scarf that they be wearing, you know, from the Muslim countries, you know what I'm saying? Covering half their faces and stuff.
Three quarters.
the head and neck, but now they let the face, you know what I'm saying, stick out down here, so they don't have the veil and all that connected. You know what I'm saying? They give them a little more freedom. Yeah, a little free to be dumb. And then what tripped me out, you got these old punk-ass motherfucking men down here with shorts and all this shit just letting everything hang out. You know what I'm saying? Ain't there a law against that? Like, damn. You gonna chastise the woman, but then when the man do it, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he's all right. He's not bothering anybody. Imagine that. All right, I was going to say, I'm hearing a bunch of goddamn commercials. That's one thing I don't like about
Moco Space.
Yeah, man. People always want to hit your ass over commercials. There's a fucking way to go. Can't get away from it. Every page is a commercial. All right, no, it's not. Okay. All right, well, anyways, continue on. A Disneyland Resort restaurant hostess filed a complaint with the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission because she said she was not being allowed to wear her hijab, something like that, in her current position. The complaint came shortly after Emane Budlal, 26, made a public attempt in front of videographers, photographers, and trailer reporters to begin her afternoon shift at the Storytellers Cafe at the Grand Californian Hotel. But because America has scared everybody the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, over foreign people coming over here and shit with them fake-ass goddamn bombers and shit, well, this is why motherfuckers don't want people to go ahead and what? Practice their own culture. People, that is their culture. That is her motherfucking prerogative. If she wants to cover her whole goddamn face, please do. Some of you ugly motherfuckers out there need to practice that same religion, but you don't. Shit. Gotta look at this corn face ass every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. Alright, anyways. In Everett, women says shorts make multiple vehicle crash worse. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They said the same thing about women on the side of the highways down here selling weenies. Yeah, off the hot dog cart in bikinis. Oh, yeah, those mixed babies. Weenies and bikinis, those are a perfect combination. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. Nice-looking women in short shorts. Quickly complicated and otherwise ordinary four-car pileup this afternoon. Four drivers crashed into each other. State troopers cleared the highway. The drivers and the passengers were waiting by the side of the road, including several young women in summertime garb. Yeah. More drivers crashed, apparently while checking out the women. Yeah. Anybody smell some awards for those rubberneckers? Yeah, all your rub, yeah, I was going to get severe, but nah, you just get,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. Don't you hate a rubbernecker? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker just can't pay attention to the road. Looking all at the accident, slowing traffic down 12 miles behind them, and ain't no traffic 12 miles in front of them. But because they want to see this little bumper-to-bumper action on the side of the road. Oh, honey, look at that. That's an accident. Stop, man. Get your ass out the road. Hey, first time, people. We're in Zurich. Isn't that in the
Switzerland.
UK? Oh, where the hell is that?
Switzerland.
That's in Switzerland. Okay, well, we're exactly in Zurich, you know what I'm saying? We've been in Switzerland before, but we haven't been in Zurich, you know, to be exact, people. Where overnight train ends up in wrong city. I've done that after drinking and smoking and late night club binging, but I never expected that on a train. Yeah. More than 100 passengers who boarded a night train destined for Milan had a surprise in the morning when they woke up in the Swiss city of Zurich. Yeah, the overnight Salvador Dali train, which departed from Barcelona in Spain, was scheduled to arrive in the Italian city near early the following day, but it ended up almost 150 miles away in the Swiss financial center due to a points switch error. Ain't that that's where they hit the railroad track and make you go the other way?
Yeah, I guess so. The railroad switch.
Yeah.
Left Zurich, right Italy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. One wrong turn, you 150 miles off. Now, what if somebody was baking? You know what I'm saying? And was trying to, had to get home by the morning because they, you know, had a cake in the oven or some shit. Damn.
They had to get home by the morning because they have a cake in the oven?
Oh, I'm just saying. You try to be too literal.
They put the cake in the oven. They went to Barcelona and they went back hoping to make it in time. What'd you say?
Just back talking to people with my award at. God damn it. Oh. Question by authority. Oh, man. Well, let's go over here to the broken city on the planet. Las Vegas. Yeah, where most of your winnings end up just like you. In the desert. Oh, no. Where a 95-year-old woman is dragged during purse snatching. Yeah, well, they know who to hit up. All y'all crazy-ass old women be carrying a couple of grand in your goddamn purses and shit instead of having one fucking credit card. No, granny has $5,000 in the goddamn purse. Shit. Police are looking for a female bandit. Damn. females did. Hey, you know, down here, I'll read that after this. I'll read that after this. Give y'all some other news. I'm looking for a female bandit who ambushed and dragged a 95-year-old woman through a grocery store parking lot. And nobody noticed this.
A 95-year-old woman. All righty.
Right. Friends say that the 95-year-old's hip was broken during the attack. She has since undergone surgery, but those close to the woman say the prognosis isn't looking good. She remains bedridden at a nearby hospital, and according to witnesses, that allowed, man, come the fuck on.
A woman?
Assaulted, yeah.
Is dragging a 95-year-old woman down the street.
In the daytime, at a grocery store parking lot.
But they said nobody
does anything?
Yep. Oh, man. The suspect assaulted the 95-year-old appeared to be blonde and in her 20s or 30s. Okay, people, we got a slew of awards to give out here. Okay, you know, she gets one. I mean, the crowd gets one for fucking watching the shit. Like, God damn, what the hell?
That's kind of fatal, too, you know. She's 95 with the
surgery. Come on,
a lot of
man.
Old folks don't make it out of that.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. But you punk-ass bitch that stole the goddamn lady's purse.
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And, for the bike.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, but you standing there watching a 95-year-old get dragged down the goddamn. Come on, people. Ain't no motherfucking way. Oh, I thought they were just playing. Yeah. Help! Help! I'm being dragged! I'm being dragged! Yeah.
Depends on this one.
Yeah, she's really, yeah. Yeah, let me do something a little better. Because if I had the chance to find that bitch, oh, yeah, I'd have her ass out the window. Yeah. Shouts out to Goofy. Nah. Yeah. I haven't had my daily dose of the marijuana again today, so... Sorry, people. Weed sucks nowadays, man. I don't know what the hell is going on around here in Florida, man.
Must be Florida.
It's about to make me grow my own pot, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit. Weed on the street, man. Sucks ass. Not that I've done that before, but I'm saying. You know, it sucks ass. In Utah. Right. Yeah.
That was really
Federal Appeals Court, who that, what happened? You said you what? Oh, we'll keep moving. Federal Appeals Court rules against crosses along the highway, and why people do that shit, I really do not understand. Because when motherfuckers do that, you actually block off, you know what I'm saying, people being able to pull over in emergency situations. I understand that you're trying to, you know, keep them in your memory, but I didn't know them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think that's cool that I got to see, you know what I'm saying, a pile of flowers and crosses and all this shit along the side of the damn highway. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, people, I guess that's kind of whatever. I don't know what the hell you want to call it.
At the moment of silence.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, damn. A federal appeals court says the 14 crosses erected along state highways to commemorate fallen Utah Highway Patrol troopers are a violation of the U.S. Constitution. Damn. Didn't know that one.
Why?
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the memorials had the effect of conveying a state endorsement or preference of a certain religion.
Damn.
The ruling reverses a 2007 judge's decision that the crosses communicate a secular message about death and were not an illegal public endorsement of religion. Technically, they are, because everybody does not have or use crosses, you know what I'm saying, at burials.
Yeah, so? Isn't this a little bit overreacting?
Well, no, because if somebody from a Muslim country comes along and one of their loved ones dies, and they take the time out to leave this big-ass mosque or whatever they, however they bury they dead, and they do that alongside of the highway, that is just their religious practice, correct? But now, what are you going to do? You're going to be littering the highway with signs of death. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, but still, that's another reason. But they said it's against the Constitution because it reminds people too much about the Christian religion instead of all the other religions around.
Right, that's basically what they're saying. It's a public endorsement of religion. It's publicly endorsing Christianity, which, you know, they know that's not the only religion that uses the cross, but, you know, that's just like, you know, Democrats and Republicans. That's the only one they put in the limelight, so.
Okay. I don't have a religion, but if I see a cross next to the road, I know that most probably somebody died there. He killed himself with a bicycle or with a car, and most of the
but
time...
But do they do that in the Netherlands?
Most of the time the family does that. You see it in most places where people have died alongside the road in a car accident, that every year around that date that it happened, that people put a cross there with name, the date that they died, and lay flowers around there. That's normal.
I mean...
You see that all over Europe.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing the people flower. God damn it, you know what I'm saying? And the memorial and all that belongs at the graveyard, at the gravesite. If that's the case, stick a sign on, God damn it, and say, Joe, go see Joe's grave at blah, 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 blah. Shit.
Well, that's
a reminder to folks to drive carefully and watch out for pedestrians. You know,
well, then put a big-ass billboard up with a whole bunch of crosses of all the dead people that died on that highway. How about that? Yeah, send that message. See if people want to see that. Oh, about 50 crosses on accidents since 2001. These are all the victims of accidents on this highway. Yeah, I mean, how many people would want to continuously drive down that highway then if they see all these goddamn crosses on a billboard?
More than you think.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, let me drive slower then. Yeah, let me drive slower. Yeah, right. Shout out to Lena G. I almost say Lee Nag. Yeah, man, but Lena G. Oi. And Dravo. And Dobro Vecher to you. Yeah. That's what we do. We international up in this Mudamica. You know what I'm saying? We're in Goofy Bones' backyard. Not really, but...
Waiting for the train? That's a big one today.
Isn't that funny? Are you waiting on the train? Yeah! Yeah, I don't know where the fuck it's going, but yeah, I'm waiting on it. Yeah, right here. Standing right here.
That's a carrier train, too. You can't even get on it. That's gone on.
It's a who train?
Carriage train. Doesn't transport people, but goods.
And
big containers,
right?
And stuff. I don't think so. Not a lot over here.
Oh, yeah, people don't...
Here.
A carpet train?
Cargo.
Cargo cargo train. Yeah. We call them stowaway trains, you know what I'm saying? Where the bums, you know what I'm saying, get a ride to the next city. And free of charge, people, free of charge.
Well, don't containers have to be open for that?
Hell no, nah, man. You got no speed, jump on the back of it like Carnival Dundee do it. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I'm going to jump on the back of this train and catch it on over to the other city, you know? Right.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
This is a knife. You know what I'm saying? What's going down? Yeah, we worldwide up in this mofo flipper, people. Yeah, you already know. Lisa Della Marco, if this is your first time, welcome to the show. Yeah, we are a worldwide international network of nuttiness around here, people. That's what I'm saying. A whole bunch of nuttiness. All right, did anybody know this? 1 in 5 U.S. teens has hearing loss. Wouldn't be because they sit their goofy ass down in front of the fucking video games all day, jacked in with some fucking high-def fucking blow-your-eardrum headphones that gives you all of the real and virtual sound. I'm over talking on the cell phone too goddamn much, too, with Bluetooth in your fucking ear. Jesus. Anyways, according to California, researchers surveyed a sample of children. What is a sample of children? That kid right there is hearing looks good. Come on over here, kid. Like, bruh. Yeah, I want to sample me some kids' hearing today, yeah. Ma, I'll be back. I'm going to sample some kids' hearing today, yeah. Yeah. Don't know how you do that. You know what I'm saying? Kid, lend me your ear. Let me sample it. Yeah. But, they say a sample of children ages 12 to 19 in 2005 and 2006 and found that 19.5% had some hearing loss. How the hell 4 years later you motherfuckers come out with these findings? What is up with this goddamn 10-year-old fucking news, anyway? Yesterday,
that's the same thing we heard when we were younger. Oh, watch out, the hearing loss here, there it is, blah, blah.
I think they need to bring
that in the news every few years to make young people aware that they have to be a little careful with their ears and stuff.
Yeah, you don't see that. We'll do a every 5 year, 10 year study, and
No, it's the same study every time.
You know what I'm saying? I'll let you guys know that. 10 years ago, your hearing was fucked up. Still is. Congratulations. Compared with 14.9% in a study covering the years 1988 to 1994, listening to loud sounds through earbuds, the tiny electronic speakers that fit into ears. For youth with personal music players, it's probably the main reason that more adolescents are losing some of their hearing. And it wouldn't have to do anything with the big-ass motherfucking trucks that keep crawling up and down the damn, state highways. It wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that, shit, at least in my area, standing by the damn airport, where the damn planes fly so low that, shit, feel like your car about to blow over. Yeah. It probably wouldn't have anything to do with that. Probably wouldn't have to do anything with all the loud horn blowing that idiots do on the road every day.
You know what annoys the shit out of me, by the way? Harley Davidson bikes.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
the kind
yeah,
that pull up and they blow your drums off?
Oh, man. And people think that shit sounds good. Like, yeah, that sounds cool. People, it sounds like rock and roll. Oh, did I say that? My bad. Hardcore, heavy metal rock and roll, that is, people. I listen to rock and roll, just not that. I'm a bunch of motherfucking ass, beat the motherfucking ass.
Right.
Yes.
You miss your calling, yes, Pally.
Yeah,
you should be a singer in a death metal grunge band or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have the first black grunge band, you know what I'm saying? have
you
gone
sure?
through that and have dealt with it in open session.
I'm almost sure that already exists, doesn't it?
And we got free virtual massages. All ladies, please just turn around and, oh, yeah.
Tina's looking for one.
I'll put something back there.
Oh, you were too.
Tina's on the bridge.
You know.
Hollering at you.
Oh, yeah, that's why I just sent that virtual shout-out out, you know, sent to all the ladies, you know. Let y'all know, man, I got to pump y'all ladies up in here, man. Hey, go ahead and pump the ladies up real quick, you know what I'm saying? So, all the ladies,
all the ladies in the house say, Clive, hey, beholding the kind and the feeling and the farting.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the hell he was smoking on, but all righty then. I'll buy that for $2. I got a raise last night. You know what I'm saying? All right. Keep this moving, man. Over here in Arizona, where I'm tired of hearing about their ass. But Obama's Justice Department threatens to sue Sheriff Joe. Dun, dun, dun. Sheriff Arpaio, America's toughest and racist sheriff. I mean, toughest. Right. A federal investigation of Arizona sheriff, known for tough immigration enforcement, has intensified in recent days, escalating the conflict between the Obama administration and officials in the border state. The civil rights probe is one of the two targeting the man who calls himself America's toughest sheriff. A federal grand jury in Phoenix is examining whether Arpaio has used his power to investigate and intimidate political opponents and whether his office misappropriated government funds, sources said. And I guarantee you that's the only way they're going to get his motherfucking ass up out of them. They're going to use that last little clue right there, that misappropriated government funds. He can do a lot of shit, people. And you can abuse your power in a lot of different ways. But once you start fucking with the government, yeah. Then you're going into their pockets, yeah, and they don't share. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. In New Mexico, flight attendant takes baby after mother slaps her. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Don't be slapping your kids, people. You beat them with belts. Oh, sorry about that. Forgot we were on the radio again. Forgot we were on the radio. Police say Southwest Airlines flight attendant took a baby from her parents on a flight from Dallas to Albuquerque after the mother slapped the crying child. Her ass up. Ow! Oh, sorry. Flight attendant told Albuquerque International Sunport Aviation, damn, that's a long name. Police, she removed the 13-month-old after she saw the mother slap the girl and passengers complained. Well, I mean, 13-month-old, that's a year old. She's a year old, people. Shit, she old enough to get slapped. Oh, I guess not.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Right. And, where my kids at? I thought the kids had something to say to her, but I guess not. Kids are being silent today, people. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. No, I still love them. Oh, no, they told her. Hey.
He's got shit for brains.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? Kids be laughing at it and shit. It's all good. Hey, lady.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get your baby taken all off your day off. How you get your baby taken from you on your day off? Like, right.
Did you see the crazy news that Luna put in the bridge?
Slapping a baby is not extreme. I mean, it's a little extreme.
Oh, you need to scroll way up.
I got too much chest.
No, way up.
Size F. Who needs a steel bra? Oh, I got those on the market.
Not bad.
Oh, I'm my bad. Let's see. Openly about it all. One woman said she had to keep a secret that her dad was a serial killer. So everyone was like, oh, my God. Anyhow, you should do a show for her. Or, oh, ever want to talk about things they need to get off their breasts and chests Friday. It's going down tomorrow. Get everything off of your breasts and chests.
I'm blank.
Yeah, I need all you 40-F'ers out there, yeah. Bring your steel bras and over-the-shoulder boulder holders. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, don't we need a couple of more shows for Mr. Buff So Good to get up to a size A to join along?
Man, yeah, we'll have to do a lot of shows with Buff So Good. But no, I mean, Scandler, actually, Saturdays is designated for all of that. Scandler's Biatch Saturdays, people, you know what I'm saying? Well, the goddamn Saturday show will be going on, you know? It's slacking off a little lately, but hey. Yeah. Yeah. But that is the day that you can come and put your dads on. But I mean, I'm serious. Some shit like that, I'm sorry, I wouldn't do that shit. I don't give a fuck if my mama was a damn serial killer. Yeah. Yeah, your ass would be what? In motherfucking jail.
You know that's
me. Thanks for bringing me into this world, but you slipped. Yeah, going to the pokey. Yeah, I'll be scared of my motherfucking self. You can be the damn last victim and shit, you know what I'm saying? On they rampage and shit. Yeah. Well, we over here in Russia. Yeah. Let me see, what's in Russian? What's Russian? Oh.
That's Austria.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Russian warns of secret U.S. climate change weapons. If nobody didn't think that they had that, yeah. We have one here in good old Tampa, Florida. Yeah, the University of South Florida has their own weather-changing device where they can manipulate the weather.
That's why it's always rainy?
Well, it's serious. They can make it rain on their campus. You know what I'm saying? When need be, they can manipulate the weather, people. I don't give a what you think or don't think. I've seen it from my mother himself. This shit is true. All right. But God, this guy's fucking weird. I love this show. Oh. Uh-oh, guess what, people? We're at the top of the hour. Oh, I guess we're already into another news anyway. I was just bullshitting. People, this is all about news. Too much goddamn news Thursday. And I got a Mexican trying to steal my door. I mean, knocking at the door. Right. Is it racist if it comes from a black person? Oh, I guess so.
Timmy!
Come on in, you wet back. Oh,
hey,
man, that was loud.
Don't be talking shit like that because Dr. Laura got in trouble for saying Russell.
Dr. Laura? Listen, doctor, I hated Dr. Laura even before she did that nigga stuff.
She is annoying.
She is really annoying. If you listen to her for 5 minutes, you want to kill her.
Well,
I'm sorry, cyanide, but I loved Dr. Laura. Anyways, we had a show yesterday. And thank you to the Reverend Al Sharpton for calling into the show talking about this subject.
No one cares.
Shout out to the biggest tits out there, whoever had the F size.
Or the F, man.
Y'all can come my way. Ooh, wait.
Yeah, what I'm talking about. 40 F's, man.
Wow.
You know what that,
Who has a 40 F? Heavenly Angel, you have 40 F's?
That's why I'm heavenly.
Wow.
Amen to that.
You know what I need now, baby?
Titties and beer.
Oh, yeah.
Titties
and beer. I be singing this in the shower, people. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Well, I just want to make an announcement before I leave.
Who's playing a two-legged deer, brother?
Why leave?
Because you guys are nothing but racist on the show, so I'm not even going to say.
What'd you say? Did you just say racist? No mother titties. All right,
can you be? I have a question. Can you be racist to a woman with little titties and just not talk to her? Is that racist?
Discriminating.
Oh, that's discriminating.
That's
okay.
Racist.
Well.
This is what I tell women with a little knocker.
Shut up, dummy.
Oh.
Hey, Smelly, yeah. How many episodes have you had, homeboy?
Over 5,000.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I know the Miss Computer Lady is celebrating her 100, which I did laugh at,
yeah.
But not intentionally.
Yeah, well,
that's,
you know,
I
you're pretty good. Not.
I'm celebrating my 200th episode tonight, and Blog Talk Radio's mad at me because I did the show that I did last night about the Dr. Laura thing.
Really?
So,
why?
I've listened to Blog Talk the last couple of days. I heard it 4 or 5 times already in different shows, all about Dr. Laura, Dr. Laura, Dr. Laura, Dr. Laura. Stupid.
Man, I say nigga more times, and we love people to say nigga. Every time you come on the show, please throw it around, because once we go ahead and knock the barrier down like the goddamn Berlin Wall, we won't have to fucking worry about that word anymore. Nigga, nigga, nigga,
yeah.
Nigga, nigga, goddamn,
so anyways,
nigga, 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 nigga.
I don't, I don't know if I'm going to have the 200 show tonight because of these motherfuckers.
Well, damn, brother, how you doing?
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
How the hell can I get fired on my day off? I don't have a job.
That's what I'm trying to wonder, you know? That's what we're wondering.
But anyways, fuck Blog Talk Radio for burning me again. And shouts out to my homeboy, Captain Smell So Good, on the Starship Smelly Prize with the international co-host, Science.
He's been burned.
See me aboard. Energized.
Energized.
Tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network. We'll join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Cyanide from the Netherlands. Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE.
That's real. And being that I love all you guys on this show, I just want to let you know.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Yeah.
Some people like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but I'll be right back. I'm listening to the show, though. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Listening to a show? What show is he talking about? Isn't it this show?
Yeah, he knows he wants to get an award, but, yeah.
He's talking about leaving and listening to other shows? Man, where did you find this friend?
Man, you know, Goofy Bone is from way back, man. He's from way back. What the hell is this? According to the bridge, we got late breaking news. Coming from the chat room, and I shall try to read this to the best of my pronunciation. An animal protection group is taking
quill
in hand to scold promoters of the World Championship Porcupine Sprint Race. Scheduled for Bakersfield, Oregon. Contestants will use household brooms to prod the animals over a 32-foot course lined with balloons. The president and founder of the institute said, porcupines don't need this. He went on to say, Oregonians don't need this. And he went to say, miners don't need this. Right, that is a little dirty. And that I don't see why animal rights activists wouldn't come out and be like, hey, thank you for putting that in the chat. Right. Anyways, still in Russia, people. A Russian political scientist has claimed the United States may be using climate change weapons to alter the temperatures and crop yields of Russia and other Central Asian countries. In a recent article, Andrei Areshev, deputy director of the Strategic Cultural Foundation, wrote, at the moment, climate weapons may be reaching their target capacity and may be used to provoke droughts, erase crops, and induce various anomalous phenomena in certain countries. Which is why they said that the goddamn freak earthquake in Haiti was, controlled. Which is what I feel, because, damn, how the hell it only hit a certain, it didn't hit all of Haiti. It only rocked the one city in Haiti. Right. Quick shout out to everybody, man. Goofy Bone, Heavenly Angel, and Miss Lena G, Lisa Del Marco, and Mr. Cyanide. Representing all the way from California, Washington, Perth, Australia, the Netherlands, and Lisa Del Marco. Do not know where you're from, but welcome your place too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And since we were talking about the
sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, that lady. She's made it back in the headlines. Yeah, Dr. Laura says she's quitting radio.
Hey!
Finally.
Why would she be doing that? I mean, hey.
Well,
everybody needs the good N-word every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Do me a pleasure, for starters. I listen to a radio show, station when she is where she is on sometimes, and when I'm too early, I don't catch a show that I want to listen to, but I catch her. And I don't want to listen to her. So please, leave the radio, please.
Yeah. Dr. Laura Schlesinger announced tonight she is ending her radio show a week after she broadcast at a 5-minute long rant in which she used the
That's
11 times. Schlesinger said on Larry King Live tonight that she has decided not to do radio anymore so she can say things she wants to say. The reason is I want to regain my First Amendment rights, so I'm going to Blog Talk Radio. Oh! I'm just playing, people. Not coming to Blog Talk. Not that I know of. But, hey, that'll add a lot of controversy to this radio network. Yeah, bring it on, sister. Bring it on. I'll fucking be on your show. God damn right. I'm calling in every fucking night. Shit. Where are you going? I'm going to the doc show. Yeah. Going to call her nigger. Hey, nigger. Dr. Nigger. Dr. Nigger Schlesinger. Schlesinger. Nigger. Every fucking day I'm calling her show. Nigger. Sir, what color are you? He must be a prank caller. I mean, geez, people, who the fuck cares? I don't know. Let me take the time to thank the Lord for this moment. I have reached a point of solitude to where I am at one with the word nigger now. I am at one. Please, everyone, harmonize all at once. Ha, 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 nigger then. Oh. Everybody say it. It makes you feel good, yes. Say it with me now on the count of three. One, two, three. Ha, oh, nigger. 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 Say it in Chinese for me. Nigger.
Hey, my dog even started growling.
Dude, we'll even say white nigga here.
Oh, man. White nigga. You know, white boys love that, too. Hey, look, he called me a nigger. Cool. Oh, man. For you,
cool.
Man.
Same thing.
You're just calling me a god, people. You're calling me a god. Look up the definition, and you'll be knowing.
Ignorant fool.
Chicago, Blagojevich is guilty of lying to the FBI. And that's it. As if that is only, like that's not a crime. Yeah, all right. A federal jury today convicted former Governor Rod Blagojevich of only one count against him, lying to the FBI. Jurors said they were deadlocked on the other 23 counts against the former governor and all four counts against his brother, Robert Blagojevich. Okay. I think they left the B out on that one. Yeah. Who faces up to 5 years in prison, pursed his lips and shook his head slightly. Patty rested her head on the chair in front of her and shook her head several times. What the fuck is up with y'all goddamn writings, man? Blagojevich looked at her with an annoyed look on his face. So, out of 23 counts, people, he is only guilty of one count, which we already know that he was lying to somebody. So, I mean, yeah. All right, well, in Huntsville, Texas, people, didn't know this could happen, but, yeah, this can happen. Third trip to Texas death chamber for grieving dad. Ain't that a bitch? Randy Ertman knows the road to the Texas death chamber too well. He's set to make the trip again to witness for the third time the execution of one of the gang members responsible for the rape and murder of his teenage daughter and her schoolmate. This time it will be the lethal injection on what the hell is wrong with y'all? Y'all got to be smoking weed while y'all writing this shit. All right, well, the lethal injection of Peter Anthony Cantu, the leader of the five young men who were sentenced to die for the June 1993 murders of 14-year-old Jennifer Ertman and 16-year-old Elizabeth Pina. It's not lost on him that Cantu has lived in prison longer than Jennifer and Elizabeth were alive. But, yeah.
Damn.
Man, I don't know what's got to be worse. You know what I'm saying? The fact of him, you know what I'm saying, knowing that he's been living all this time on death row, the fact that you got to keep motherfucking witnessing, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker die and shit. That's just not something that would be fulfilling to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the dude that killed my brother, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, you know, it's been so long now that he's still in prison. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you can't replace the life of someone's life that's been taking people. There's just no way you can do that. Only thing you can do is pray to the Lord three times and let him take care of it and keep moving on with your life. But to sit up there and be talking about, oh, that motherfucker gets out, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch. Okay, well, yeah, look at all you done accomplished since he's been in and what you all are definitely going to lose.
How long has
taking
he,
a person's life, you know?
How long has he been to jail?
He's been in prison since 1991. My brother died in 1991. He was murdered in Silver Springs, in Tampa, Florida. And that's how long
years.
He's been in. He's been in. He came up for parole. He actually came up for parole. And, now, at the time that he came up for parole, hell fucking right, I was madder than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I was like, how the fuck do you give a person? For me, people, if you take a life, you get your life taken. It's either by death or it's by a life imprisonment. And I don't mean that 25 to life bullshit. I mean life, period, without the motherfucking hopes of ever getting your punk ass out or seeing the light of free daylight again. That is my rule. There is no 10, no 20, no none of that shit. It's either your ass get time or your ass go to jail for the rest of your motherfucking life. That is it.
That's way better than death penalty, by the way.
No, I believe in the death penalty too, but I mean, only problem with the death penalty is our judicial system is so fucking crooked.
Don't you think with death penalty, the person that committed the crime gets off way too easily?
Hell nah. Shit, that's the only thing the person wants is the motherfucking dead anyway. If 9 times out of 10, if you gave a person a pistol and you gave them the option to take that person's life over the option of having their ass get taken care of by the state and you paying the taxes for these motherfuckers to eat better than you on the goddamn street, I think motherfuckers would take the law into their own hands.
Yeah, that is why I think they would be punished way more with life in prison than death penalty.
Hell no. Get your ass off this goddamn planet, period. Get the fuck off the planet. I don't even want you on the planet, if it was up to me, that is. And I guess that's why it's not. Yeah. But, yeah. You got to make room, people. They always say prisons are overcrowded because we got too many people on death row and all that. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, Goofy Bones got a show coming up, I believe at 2 o'clock. He didn't post it, but yeah, I believe he got a show coming up at 2 o'clock. All righty. Shouts out to everybody who has it. Brandon the Bridge. Yeah. That'll work. Wait a minute, people. We got somebody who wants to say a few words real quick. I did promise... Did promise him if he came on the show that I would let him speak his words. So let's give everybody equal opportunity on this show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What
you
got there?
This is old Mr. George Carlin. He just wanted to tell you guys.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play.
Hold on.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad word. That's what they told us they were, remember?
That's a bad word.
No bad words. Bad thoughts. Bad intentions. And words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Huh?
You can say those on this show.
Those are the heavy 7. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow. And tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know? Yeah. It's such a friendly sounding word. Sounds like a nickname, right? Hey, tits, come here, man. Hey, tits. Hey, tits,
tits, tits,
tits, tits, tits, tits, tits, man. Hey, tits. Sounds like a snack, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. Yes, I know, it is, right, a snack. But I don't mean your sexist snack. I mean new Nabisco tits. The new cheese tits. And corn tits and pizza tits and sesame tits, onion tits, tater tits. Yeah. Bet you can't eat just one. That's true, I usually switch off. But I mean, that word does not belong on the list. Actually, none of the words belong on the list, but you can understand why some of them are there. I'm not completely insensitive to people's feelings. You know, I can dig why some of those words got on the list. Like cocksucker and motherfucker, those are heavyweight words, you know. Oh, there's a lot going on there, man. Besides the literal translation and the emotional feeling, I mean, they're just busy words. There's a lot of syllables to contend with. And those K's, those are aggressive sounds. They jump out at you, man. Cocksucker, motherfucker, cocksucker. It's like an assault on you, you know? So I can dig that. Now, we mentioned shit earlier, of course, and two of the other four-letter Anglo-Saxon words are piss and cunt, which go together, of course, but forget that. Little accidental humor I throw there. Piss and cunt. The reason that piss and cunt are on the list is that a long time ago, certain ladies said, those are the two I'm not going to say. I don't mind fucking shit, but P and C are out. P and C are out. Which led to such stupid sentences as, okay, you fuckers, I'm going to tinkle now.
Okay, people, let me ask you something. Is anybody finding this shit funny?
I don't really... Well, this is some more accidental humor. I don't really want to...
What did you say, Smiley?
Was anybody finding that funny?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah, that was a little dry for me. I mean, I...
Yeah. Well, I've heard the entire piece, and he starts breaking it down, like cocksucker. Sucker isn't a bad word, and cock is only partly bad. When you're referring to an animal, it's all right. But when you're referring to a dick, that's not all right.
Okay. I guess that's one of those, you got to be there. You know what I'm saying? You got to be there. I mean, a lot of people look better, you know what I'm saying, on stand-up. You know what I'm saying? When they do stand-up comedy versus, you know, just kind of listening to them. Because sometimes... comedians are expressive, you know what I'm saying, with the body language and stuff like that. So if you're not picking up on the body language, you know what I'm saying, you'd be kind of lost in what they're talking about. Sometimes. Not all the time, but, yeah. Something like this.
Do you ever walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that one out of three marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this,
oh, yeah.
You may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint. If your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View.
Star Joe.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps. If you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
Right.
Body pooper.
Double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Body pooper.
It's in my eye. Ah, man. No, sir. Yeah. Okay, people. Ah, and we're back, and we're back, and we are back. We're over here in Arkansas, yeah. Our radio personality is fired. Nah, I ain't talking about Dr. Laura. Because she wore a Florida hat to an Arkansas conference. Smell awesome, written all over that one. Yeah. Radio personality Renee Gork claims she believes she was fired for wearing a Florida Gators hat to a Razorback press conference. Gork was fired from Hog Sports Radio just 2 days after she wore the Florida Gators hat to a press conference with Razorback head coach Bobby Petrino. The former radio personality admits she grabbed the hat without thinking because it was raining outside. Yeah, I didn't think people would take it that seriously to fire a motherfucker over that shit, but yeah, I could see where that would lead. Nowhere.
What's the problem? They're both in America, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but, man, people take this sports shit, you know what I'm saying, like...
Do you get fired for singing Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, in California?
In California, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like... Do you get fired for rapping East Coast rap in the South? I mean...
Yeah, I think there's something else where she got fired upon. I don't think it was the hat.
All you mother muckers going to France. Police is to fine tourists for taking off shirts. Damn, and I was just going to go to France tomorrow so I could take my shirt off. Shit.
Merde.
Damn, and I missed my opportunity. Male tourists in France were being threatened with $48 fines for walking around without their shirts on. Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to see some of you Americans either. Oh! The Independent reported locals in seaside resort towns, including Cannes and Saint-Tropez, demanded the move after they were sick of seeing Brits and other tourists displaying their hairy chest in the streets. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that shit either. Look like a bunch of walking chia pets. Oh! The newspaper said. What was that?
We need to refine that law. I think for people that shouldn't be walking around naked, it should be forbidden. And for those who can, it should be mandatory.
Right. Ladies, whip them out right now. Sagging titties, no thank you. Oh. Hey, sister, put
like
two bras on those things. You're going to put somebody's eye out. Oh, sorry. What'd you say now?
That would be
already there. Inland cities such as Perpignan, Perpignan, right, in the south of France, followed the move and introduced a dress code banning bare chest for the first time. Wow, people ain't got nothing else to do but worry about what the you got on, what the you ain't got on. Where the they get off doing that at? I guess they're doing it right here because, yeah, they're definitely getting away with it. All right. Well, check it out, people. We got a little bit more news coming in. We'll take a little quick commercial break. Take a quick little commercial break. And we're going to come right back in just a moment. Because it's Too Much News Thursday, and you are in the building with your host, Captain Spell. So good.
You know,
international co-host,
Cyanide.
And we up in the building.
You
hold on.
I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 my. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, 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 yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend me feel quiet with you. Ooh, baby, just let me feel quiet. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet.
Disculpa, pero no entiendo lo que tú me dices. Sorry, but I do not understand what the f*** you are saying to me, mi amigo.
Oh, groovy, baby.
It's all good. It's all good. Because we are up in this L mood maker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me beam in my...
Timmy!
Not you, you little mother mooka. Get out of the way. And since we have old Mighty Thuddy, and Mr. Mike of The Solution. Yeah, check this out. Okay. There it is.
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thornett and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.ParanormalSuitNetwork.com.
Well, yeah. Come on now, people. Got to get the equipment down. Working, though. I mean, but it's coming, people. You know what I'm saying? We're working on its progress. You know what I'm saying? We got some things set up. And, yeah. Estoy bendecido y al y atonas. Yeah. Estoy bendecido y atonas. I am blessed and unstressed, people. Yeah. Estoy bendecido. Bendecido y atonas. Yeah, bitch, I didn't know that one. Let's see if I can drag this around here. Not onto the moco. We're about to... Wait, here we go. Bam! Oh, well. Bam! What the... Oh. A Oriental Mexican. Ding, ding, bang, bang, tang. Arriba! Pow, 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 pow. Yeah, motherfucker, I know karate and I eat tacos.
Karate is Japanese.
Oh, well, definitely. And I like ramen noodles. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, people, let's see if we can locate something in those headlines for you. What's going on in the Netherlands, man? I know you got something nutty going on over there, man. What's been happening in your news lately?
Wait, I saw something today that I thought was kind of nutty. Let me see if you can find it again. Bad memory, I know. Ding, ding. Smoking affects short-term memory.
Wonder why.
A Kenyan guy got 17 years in jail for trying to sell an albino human.
Oh, what?
This didn't happen in the Netherlands. It was just on the news. Somebody in Kenya, he traded in humans. And it's believed that albino humans, you know, with the white hair, the pink eyes and stuff like that, they believe to have some medical purpose or something like that. And that's why they traded away as humans.
Well, not really. They supposed to be why the hell? Cause I had read that on another news too. You know what I'm saying? When they was all getting threatened, you know what I'm saying? The albino people was getting threatened in Africa because they would start to have mystical properties and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they was actually killing them motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, people, that shit is serious. So y'all motherfuckers talking about racism. Shit. How you feel if it be not black or white? God damn it, you in between, and that's why you getting killed. Shit. Damn. That is crazy.
Of course, I can't find it anymore.
All right, well, shouts out to Inception Radio who hit me up also. That's Mr. Jamie over there on the Paranormal Suit Network. And if you guys are looking for other radio shows, You know what I'm saying? You can go over there to psn-radio.com, and then you can hear a lot more news on the paranormal circuit, and also a lot of entertainment coming from the Jackal and everybody else that's on that network. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. Oh, yeah. And have a pretty good time over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Well, I guess the nutty news has ran out of nutty news for you guys. So,
I thought it was too much news Thursday.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. Too much news, goddammit. Ran out of too much news. Yeah.
Did you run out of too much news?
I don't know, but
we did.
We've managed to do it, man. Because we live in a nutty place, and yeah. This is where all the news gets covered at, man. This is where it gets covered. What the hell did I read? Oh, man, I was watching. You ever watch Late Night Show? No, now it's Late Night. With Ron Stewart, Jon Stewart?
Yeah, that's from Comedy Central. It's more.
Yeah. What it used to be? Politically Incorrect? Ain't that what it used to be called?
No, I don't remember that much. Politically Incorrect, bad humor, what you want to call it. It can be funny at times. Most of the time it's not really amusing.
But I can imagine, I really could imagine us on live television. Because that's what the fuck we do here, you know what I'm saying? Same shit they doing on the goddamn Jon Stewart fucking show.
Yeah, you don't want to put my face on national television. That won't get high ratings.
Well, I'm just saying we probably doing the show in blackface anyway. And I don't mean my natural face, people. I don't mean my natural face. I do mean we'll have some little funny mask or something. You know what I'm saying? Use our mini cam.
What was it called again in the beginning? The thing that the Muslims wore over their heads. We can use one of those.
Oh, the hijabi.
Hijabi.
Yeah. We'll put our hijabs on, you know what I'm saying? Hijabs and,
Hijabs. Yeah, that sounds better.
Hijabs. Yeah, that sounds better for us. Our hijabs. What is that new shit y'all got on? Oh, these hijabs. These them new shit. These hijabs. You know?
And what kind of job do you have now? I have a high job right now.
Yeah,
I mean, you're high
stuff.
Up in the corporation. No, I'm high all day. That's about it.
I'm high job on my fashion. Right. Check this out.
And now today's Ebonics language lesson. Meeting girls. My, you're a lovely young lady.
Damn, you's a fine motherfucker.
Damn, you's a fine motherfucker. Let's go for a ride, shall we?
Hey, baby, jump in my low rider and let's rotate these tires.
Hey, baby, let's jump in my lowrider and let's rotate these tires. You are beautiful. I would like to make love to you.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to that bumper and smack that monkey.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. Greeting old friends. Hello, sir.
What up, dog?
What up, dog? May I borrow some money?
Hey, let me hold some ends. I hit you back on the first, my brother.
Hey, let me hold some ends. I will hit you back on the first, my brother.
And that is true.
You don't have it? Thanks anyway.
F*** you.
F*** you. Making new friends. Hello, sir.
What up?
What up? I admire your fashionable running shoes.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, mother. I used to be a stuck-up white boy, faking the funk. Bump that. I ain't bullshitting on Front Street no more, thanks to the Wake Up Crew's Ebonics language lesson.
Available in a hood near you.
Yeah, available in a hood near you.
I would have gotten killed so much when somebody would said, drop your Nikes off your ass. I got to make a stupid remark on that one.
Working on that weight. Get that weight down. If you fat, you fat. Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, be happy. That's what's important. I love you if you're fat. I don't give a fuck. You're not fat to me. You're just thick than a motherfucker. You a big bone. That's all you are to me. I love you.
A big bone.
Women always worry about their weight. They worry about their
right.
stomach. Little pouches and shit. Fuck that. I like the little pouch. I like me a little pouch every now and then. I like to hit it from the side and pat that pouch. I like me a little pouch. No, I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers always worrying about the pouch. Stop it. You know, I don't like women that got racks and shit, you know. No when to say when, you know, got
racks.
You start throwing socks and shit in the motherfucker. Look, baby, put the dope under your titty. Put it under your titty, yo. But then put it in the back then, not right down there. Take the shit down. Be playing aside and shit like that. No, I'm saying, stop worrying about your weight. And what kill me when people make excuses for being fat? There ain't no excuse. Now it's my metabolism. No, it is not. It's some Twizzlers in your back goddamn pocket. That's the reason cups go. Get out of the Häagen-Dazs line. And it's fucked up when you see them in a line. They look at you, you know, in a line when they get ready to buy ice cream.
This happened
like,
to me
yeah.
before. Get your big ass out the motherfucking line. There ain't no ass. God damn it. Get your ass out of this stuff. What you doing in here? Hell about here. Bam.
I gotta tell
four
you
half gallons of ice cream. Get your ass about here.
They say they love you when you're fat, but they don't.
Diet ice cream and shit. It's diet. A motherfucking diet ice cream.
Yeah, but they buy four times as much of it.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck out of fan. That shit don't look good. Like a bag of knots in your ass. Like a gang of fists chilling in your ass. And fat women kill me always working out in leotards and shit. With tights on and shit. Working out in tights and all that shit. No, no. Sweatsuits. Glad bags. Sweat it out. Let the shit out.
Oh, I got to know this.
Shit.
I just want to kiss her and lick you and cuff you and name it yours.
Always worrying about your weight. Stop it.
Okay.
Luther, worry
about
his
George,
weight. Stop
but,
it, Luther.
Yeah.
If you here tonight, we love you, Luther, man. We don't
yeah.
fuck you skinny.
You can hear that, Smelly?
Who's always losing
oh,
the
oh,
weight.
Sorry, people. Sorry.
Always losing the weight. We don't give a fuck if you're fat. I just want you to do the slow song. Stick to the slow song. I'm not meant to live alone. Stick to that shit, Luke.
Well, I told you about call me when I'm on the radio.
All right, well, hello, world, and I'll talk to you later, baby.
Oh, okay. Call in between 12 and 2 is what you get. It's uncut, uncensored. You know how I roll. This is how I play a role.
Look here, you better text me and say I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
Okay. What hell, why? It'd be 6 in the morning, woman. I don't mean expecting you to be up.
See, you know, if anything can come out of my mouth, I don't want people to think, you know.
Right.
I don't want them to know.
Right.
Anyway,
she's a nun, everybody. She's a nun.
I hope you have a great day.
She's a nun, everybody. She's a nun and a virgin. Yes. you're not Mexican.
No, I'm not Mexican.
Oh, I thought you said Mexican. Right. I was like, yeah, it's been all these years. I didn't know.
Well, now you do.
All right, well.
Goodbye,
honey. You have a good day, baby.
Goodbye.
All right, bye. All right, people, that's all the way from Hawaii. I told you I'm international, goddammit. Shit. All the way from Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, appreciate that, man. You know, it makes me feel all bubbly inside. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I got a new haircut, people. Anybody want to see it? Oh, well, you do then. You know what I'm saying? You too, yeah. If I don't raise your hand all at once, you move the makeup.
Well, I think you have the choice between short and short.
Hey, brother. I used to have hair like 10 years ago.
I still have.
Yeah, it's the stress of the economy and my environment that has caused my extreme hair loss. Right. Not real people, but you know.
I like to rock
the Michael Jordan do, you know what I'm saying? And I keep Michael Jordan alive through me. I just don't play no basketball. Yeah, unless it's on the computer, that is. You know what I mean? I was some man. Uh-oh. Oh, take that. Oh.
Hey, I used to be real good at tennis that way.
What was that, playing it on the video game?
On the Xbox, on Xbox Live, I played Top Spin, the original game. I was in the top 20 of Xbox Live and shit. People came over to my house and they say, "Oh, which game do you like? You like Top Spin? Ah, that's cool. Me too. Let's play a game." Dang, 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 dang. That's not fun. I'm leaving.
Yeah,
okay.
Get this ass whooped. Yeah, I used to be a gamer. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, not really much of a gamer anymore. You know, it's all about the radio game, baby. It's all about the radio game. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the radio game. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. You can upload pictures from your mobile shit, right? Okay. Well, yeah. You got to check my mobile space out. Check my mobile space out. And then check out my new hair.
The Mongol space? What did you say?
Moho space. Moho.
Yeah, post a link in the chat room.
Let's see here. Let's go mobile. Browse mobile space on your phone. Now, what I want to do. Let's see here. Mari Torres, drop your link if you have a show today. And I will show you some love. La 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 la.
Oh, she left.
They have abandoned my show.
I'm sure you can find the link to it.
Yeah, well, it's blogtalkradio.com. I just don't know if she's actually going to be on the show today. You know what I'm saying? But at 4 o'clock, if you're looking for another show, if she should be on. Also, on psn-radio.com at 4 o'clock, tune in for the news. Brought to you by Jamie Habicon, who brings you news from somewhere. Somewhere. And somewhere. I don't know if there's around the world, so somewhere. 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 Yeah. All right. Well, since I can't... Hell, I was looking for something and I can't fucking find it. I believe Goofy Bone. I think we got a show after this starting in about 6 minutes. Goofy Bone. We should know what happened about the... well, we'll see if he's going to be able to pull off his 200th show celebration. If not, congratulations, brother, on your 200th show. You know what I'm saying?
I was listening to his show the other day and I was surprised that he was talking about UFOs and stuff. Moon landings and...
Hey, he's a fucking Mexican, man. He talks about everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. You know, it's a funny sight to see a Mexican standing on the side of the road with a sign up. And damn sign is written in Spanish, is written in Mexican. How about we'll help a fool, but that shit's in motherfucking Spanish. I don't know what the fuck that says. Shit. Will El Worko for food though. Right. Let me see. No work for food. Let's translate that into se esfuerzan por obtener alimentos. Now I'm going to make me a sign up, and I'm going to stand in the Spanish neighborhood. Yeah. Huh? That's what I'm talking about, people. I'm going to be the first black Spanish panhandler. Yeah, right. I'm going to make the fucking news standing outside with a fucking sign written in Spanish. What the hell is this? Yeah, the black dude standing outside with a goddamn sign and shit.
Don't forget to add Moeder Neuker to the sign.
Yeah, all right, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Give me change, you Moeder Neuker. Oh, man, I have to have somebody holding the camera so he can sit in that shit to America's Home Video, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit would be... Yeah, I'm from the BWBC, the Black Wetback Coalition of America, and, yeah. Ah, man, my sign gonna say, we'll work for Gordita. Ah, man. I'm sorry, people. Didn't mean to go there. But I've already went. Yeah. I'm going to have to try that this afternoon, man. I'm really going to have to try that. You know what I'm saying? Put my old spy cam hat on. You know what I'm saying? It's got the webcam hidden in the hat so that, you know, we can get up close and personal, you know what I'm saying? Reactions from people and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's a clean sign now, not all scribble like these old crazy motherfuckers. I'm talking about a clean sign and everything. But that shit's all in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, take that, American. These motherfuckers think about that. I'll probably end up making some money, though. Probably only be from the Spanish people. But, hey, what's the color of fucking American, man? Of money. God damn it, green. Has no nationality to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why is it only green? Every bill is green. How you distinguish which bill is which?
Well, I mean, hell, if you go to goddamn Italy, I mean, with the fucking liras that they got.
They don't got them anymore. That's euro.
What?
They ain't got liras anymore.
No! The big ass fake paper looking money, they ain't got that no more.
No, that's all euro. But, we have colored money, so every bill, every value has its own color, so when somebody holds it up, you can see immediately what it is. With a dollar, I have to say, yeah, what is it? Is that one, 10, 100, 1,000? Do you have $1,000 bills? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, well, we got them, but for novelty purposes, you wouldn't be walking around and walking to the store and saying, hey, you got change for this $1,000 bill?
Yeah, we got 500 euro bills and maybe even more, but most stores won't take them. Yeah, unless it's a car dealer or something like that with large values. But most of the stores, you can't buy a pack of gum and give them 500 euro bill. Here, exchange me that.
What? Yeah, that's crazy. Well, hey, people, I want to thank everybody. The black wetback nigga. That's what I'd be, a black wetback nigga. Hey, black wetback nigga. Yeah, I know Torque is like, wow, did she just say wet nigga? Yes. This show, we only use the word nigger on. Nigger, any fucking form of it. Goddamn right. Shit, I'm tired of that fucking word. Goddamn it, like I'm tired of racism, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to run this shit into the ground. So fuck it. This is going to be the most racially charged show on the goddamn internet after the goddamn I'm finished with it. Shit. I'm tired of it, people. Fucking tired of it. Shit. Trying to end racism. End the hate. End the bigotry. You know what I'm saying? Captain said it best. You know, there's no room on the bridge for bigotry. 10 seconds, people, and we're out of here. But anyways, freak the fuck out Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Tune in tomorrow where we're going to be freaking the fuck out, man. I will definitely have some shit up in here, man, because we're going to freak the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Come back tomorrow, people. Don't forget.
That's right. Peace.
Puppet Master.
World premiere.
I love my city.
What the business is, man, it's your boy BJ Sizzle. You in tune to the sounds of the puppet master, you dig? What it look like? Holla for boy. Yeah.
I'm straight, I'm right on time, yeah, I'm never too late, right. Gotta chase this paper, yes, I gotta get this cake, right. My grind all the time, every day I don't fake, right. In the back of my mind, people telling me, we made it, but most of it is shady, the haters, they all lazy, trying to take everything that I make, what I'm making, never turn your back on the hood, they'll forget you, love my city, cause the hood rides with you.
Never turn your back on the hood, they forget you. Love my city, cause the hood ride with you.
I love my city, and everybody in it. And I'ma keep hustling till the wheels stop spinning. I love my city.